New Hampshire's voters tend to be older and whiter than most other states. Still, 4 years ago, President Trump narrowly lost New Hampshire to his challenger, Hillary Clinton, despite clinching the Republican primary there. And while he's eyeing a win there this time around, too, the president's handling of this pandemic and racial injustice has some Republican voters reconsidering their support. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers has this report.
New Hampshire gave Trump his first win in the 2016 Republican primary, and 71-year-old local GOP activist Nancy Kindler says she's backing Trump all the way, including on issues where the president may be at his most divisive, like racial equity.
I was brought up to believe there's good and bad in every race, creed, and color. And Donald Trump is taking a stand for all of us who believe that way. And I like the fact that he's not afraid to speak his mind.
To hear Kindler tell it, division over how to address racial injustice is helping Trump. And the more intense that gets, she says, the better.
The more they do, and I say they, the more people do to destroy statues, burn flags, the more they do of that kind of stuff, the more people come to our side. I can't tell you how many Democrats have come, personally, have come over, become Republicans. I know personally a half a dozen.
Racial politics in a state that's growing more diverse, but still 90% white, is unfamiliar terrain. And for down-ballot Republicans, sometimes that shows.
Sure, George Washington was a slave owner. You and I, if we had grown up in a certain family, would have been slave owners too. But we've come a long way, and I think now we have a great country.
This is Bill Gannon, a former state senator hoping to win re-election this year. In 2016, the right-leaning voters of his district gave Gannon an easy win, but 2 years later, he was voted out.
I lost. Trump galvanized the Democrats, and that hurt me. I think this time my side is also galvanized.
The Trump campaign of Republicans are betting New Hampshire's older and whiter electorate will stay with the president, but some have already bolted.
I think he's a jerk with a capital J.
85-year-old Shirley Spencer loaded groceries into her car outside a Market Basket. She says she regrets voting for Trump in 2016.
I did because he was a businessman, and I thought, you know, maybe a businessman, he's not a politician, we might have some help for the country. He's done nothing but hurt us.
Nearby, elementary school counselor Karen Allard was emptying her own grocery cart. The registered independent shook her head when I asked her to assess Trump's performance as president, and says this year she's out to send a message to Trump and to Republicans in general.
Mostly as a party, they have dismantled their values, I think, to stay with their guy. So Democrats, straight ticket. First time ever in my life. That's it. Straight ticket.
Not quite straight ticket. Allard says she plans to vote for Republican Governor Chris Sununu because she likes how he's handling the coronavirus pandemic. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
An NFL player, a basketball star, and a film star have all faced backlash for praising Louis Farrakhan in the last few days. The Nation of Islam leader has been controversial for years. His organization is considered a hate group by some. Hear why he's a divisive figure and why he continues to have influence later today by asking your smart speaker to play NPR or your member station by name.